ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable Hujjaj, Ulama, brothers, sisters, the esteemed listeners of the various radio stations, Radio Al-Ansar International, Markaz Sahaba, and Sirius FM, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 17th of Shawwal, 1445. I'll pose few questions and I'll give you the answer. Most of you will be departing from South Africa sometime in May. So from now till the day of your departure, what should you do? So every day you should be reading 2 rakat salat, whether Ishraq time or after Zuhur or after Maghrib, after Isha. 2 rakat nafil salat. Ya Allah, hum to aapke mehman. Ya Allah, we are your guest. Ya Allah, make our journey easy. Take us to Diyar-e-Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to Madina Munawwara. And then from there to Makkah, Aziziyah, and then the 6 days of Hajj. So that will bring me to the second point. All of you, my brothers and sisters, that you are going for Hajj. Normally, people speak about 5 days of Hajj. Why not we do everything properly, perfectly? Quran Sharif teaches us in Surah 3 verse 31, In kuntum tuhibbun Allah. If you really love Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, fattabi'uni. Follow me immaculately. Yuhbibkumullah wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. Each one of us should make intention, inshallah, for a 6 day Hajj. Why? Surah 3, chapter 3, verse 31, In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, fattabi'uni, so follow me, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately. Yuhbibkumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and your sins will get forgiven. In Muslim Sharif, in authentic hadith kitab, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded us, Hudu anni manasikakum. Take from me your actions of Hajj and Umrah and everything else. So let us try and do that inshallah from now and every day with your 2 rakat salat. Third point, you must remember, Qari sahab here beautifully reading Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. I always give you the story, and I'm sure you heard it on the radio also. How many of us know the Labbaik properly? Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik. Innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika laka. Many years ago, 20 years ago, when Allah alone knows, we were in Mina the first day of Hajj, and we tell the Hujjaj, don't go out, you'll get lost. But you know, curiosity kills the cat. And this brother went out, you know. So he went outside, and then he got lost. Now he can't speak Arabic, the police can't speak English, but he remembered next to our camp and tent was Al-Baik. You know, they sell all this food in. So he told them, Al-Baik, Al-Baik. So the police told him, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. Yes. So you must remember. So all of you must know your Labbaik properly. To you, my mothers and sisters, I hope your husband, your brother, father, his boat, his ihram. If not, I know, yeah, Mohammed Wadi, you sell this ihram, yeah. You sell? Ah, mashallah. So you can go, yeah. I'm not the Ansar salesperson or something, but anyway, just buy it from here. And every day, sisters, tell your husband, wear the ihram and do some practicing. Sometimes you're not used to the ihram, and what happens, you'll walk like this then. So you're going to cause problems for yourself. So all these things you'll need to prepare from now. Remember that. 2-3 other points you need to prepare before we go into the journey of Hajj. Remember is this, how many of you have your will ready? Be honest. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Yabitu laylataini illa wa wasiyatu maktubatun indahu. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. You should not allow a Muslim or Muslimah two nights to pass, and you have your wealth, your assets, but you have not written down your final will and last testament. Is wajib, compulsory upon us, each one of us. So try and address and redress all these issues, Hujjaj Baytillah. Next one is, as far as possible, pay all your debts before you embark on this journey. Maybe it's a long-term debt, your car, your house, your factory, whatever else. So speak to your creditors and tell them, I will not default on my payment, and you will get all the payments and so forth, the debit order, or whatever agreement you have made. But best is you pay all your debts. Another crucial issue before I go on. My brothers, sometimes we perform Hajj and so forth. Now let's just say brother is performing Hajj, Abdullah. I don't know everyone's name, right? So we just say Abdullah. The problem comes, I am the uncle of Abdullah. Now Abdullah and myself, I'm just giving an example, we had an argument. Now when he sees me, he turns his face. And I look at him, I turn my face, Allah forbid. I don't do that, I'm just giving an example, obviously. Now what are the ramifications, consequences of this? Think about it seriously. Surah 47, the surah's name after the master, the Name Nami Isme Grami of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Surah Muhammad, we say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There, Surah 47, verses 22-23. In tawallaytum, when you have authority, now you have a lot of money and you have become a big shot and what have you, in whichever circle, and tufsidu fil ard, you cause mischief, mayhem, chaos on this earth. Wa tuqatti'u arhamakum, and you sever the family ties. So now you are not speaking to your nephew, you daughter-in-law, you're not speaking to mother-in-law. I always give this incident, also 20 years ago, plus minus, we in Arafat. Haji Muhammad Ikhlas knows, he goes for Hajj also very often. Allah reward all of them, mashallah, sponsoring all these programs. He became a dada also, make dua for him, mashallah, and his family. So my brothers, you see, so we day in Arafat. Now we tell everybody, relax, you see, in the morning. Because afternoon is the time we must exert ourselves. Allah say mangna hai, Allah say manwana hai. Whatever is permissible, you beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Thereafter, then you, whatever happens, I'll explain to you. So in the morning, 9, 10 o'clock, around there, the lady came and said, Mufti Sahib, I want to ask you a question. I said, Ben, ask, no problem. Anybody will think we're in Arafat, we're all in the Ihram. She said, I want to make a special dua today. I said, Ben, which dua you want to make? She said, I want to make dua, my mother-in-law must die quickly today. How can you be a haji and you write in Arafat? So I asked the Ben, couldn't you turn the dua the other way around? Read ya wadud, and say, Ya Allah, let the love increase between me and my mother-in-law. So some of you, my daughter-in-law, that you're not speaking to your mother-in-law, but you're going for Hajj Baytillah. Now how you justify that? So all of, that person can swear you, curse you. You as a haji, you must do your duty. Listen to the ramifications. Quran is saying, chapter 47, therefore I give you the references. Verses 22-23. وَتُقَطِّئُ أَرْحَامَكُمْ, you severed the family ties. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ, Allah's curse is on them. فَأَصَمَّهُمْ, Allah Ta'ala makes them spiritually deaf. وَأَعْمَىٰ أَبْصَارَهُمْ, and spiritually blind. So before this weekend finishes, you got all your gadgets, you got your cell phones, you got your computers and laptops, you got everything. And we know we are masters in that, the youngsters, the emails are flying to the females and all these things are going on. So you send the message, if you don't want to speak directly, tell the brother, sister, I'm wrong. You leave that story, they wrong and I'm right. You say, I'm wrong. I'm going for Hajj. I'm the guest of Allah Jalla Wala. I will be the guest of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I beg you, please forgive me. Two things will happen. Either they will say, you're forgiven. Alhamdulillah. Job done. And if that person castigates you and criticizes you, so what happens? Both sides of the scenario I give you. We open Mishkat Sharif, me and Abdullah, we're not talking. Ramadan, we finished 5 Quran, 10 Quran. We kept fast. We're going for Hajj. We're making tawaf, all these things. What happens now? Mustafa Habibun Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, utrukhuma hatta yastaliha. No, it's alright. Leave the two of them, their good actions, leave it in abeyance one side. Hatta yastaliha, till they reconcile. Your reconciling is the prerequisite for the acceptance of your ibadat and your actions, my brothers and sisters. Do we understand the importance of it? You, my brothers, sisters, some Muslim came to you. Daughter-in-law came to you, mother-in-law. Mother-in-law came to you, daughter-in-law, and asked you for forgiveness. And you said, you go to hell, you go fly a kite, you do this. Tomorrow, my brothers, the hadith in Targhib wa Tarheeb, when we come to Diyar, we come to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Master alayhi salam, now this is his example. The Master alayhi salatu salam is giving water from Hawza Kawthar. The Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will ask me and you, that ummati of mine came to you and asked you for forgiveness, and what did you tell him? You told him, you told her, go fly a kite and go to hell. Today, I deprive you, I'm not going to give you the world. Sing properly. You're going for Hajj. It's a journey of love. We have to suppress our desires, not practice on our ego. Because the word bas. Now, you don't understand Afrikaans also. You Durban guys are a little bit mixed up in Afrikaans, you know it. So you must remember that I'm the big shot. Who are you to come and tell me? Leave all that. You're going Makkah. Do you know what is Makkah? There's no time. The first talk I gave in Phoenix was this. The knee meanings. Go get, I sent out everything on our website. Makkah, Bakkah, all the names, what it means. Makkah means to crush us. I am the trustee, I am the millionaire, I am Sheikhul Islam, I am this, I am Duktur, I am this. Take all that out. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. I'm a somebody, when I go there, I'm a Mr. Nobody. That is your Hajj. My Mehman brothers came from Malawi many years ago. But they Malakka Patti, Nakroor Patti were millionaires, you see. So in Muzdalifa, we have to sleep on the land and sand. So they told me, my connections, you know, we Mehmans, we all connected. I want to make all of your Mehmans now. I want to make all of your Mehmans now. You believe me, Haji? You. I want to make you Mehman now. Come read the dua, all of you. Allahumma. Read nicely, loudly. Allahumma. Yammin. Kutubi. Ya Allah, give me my boarding pass, give me my book of deeds in my right hand. Once you get the book of deeds in your right hand, the boarding pass, what Quran says? Ulaika ashabul maimana. You become maiman. You got it? So maiman don't mean in that text and context, you're going to speak maiman language. It means you got the boarding pass for Jannat al-Firdaus. So you want it, by. What's your name? Abdullah. See? Iman. Imran, mashallah. Saji Imran, you got it now. So you got the dua. Read one more time. Allahumma yammin kutubi. Simple dua. You see? So we made all of your memories, isn't it? So my brothers, you must remember, they told me, Panketa sarkaina ache. We can't sleep here. I said, ba, you want to sleep, don't sleep me, I'm sleeping, you see? So in my lectures, I have to tell them that we're staying in Hilton, we're staying in Zamzam, we're staying here. So we're 5-star, 6-star. Inshallah, Muzdalifa, you will see 12, 13 stars. When I woke up, Allah woke me up early. Whole lot fast asleep snoring. So I woke them up one by one. So he told me, Mufti sahab, I get kabura kurochyo. You know what happened? I couldn't sleep, so I started counting the stars. For real, I saw 13 stars. So this type of thing. So you got it now? Right, now all this finished introduction. Now let's come to the real. The ulama, I don't know who spoke, whatever, all that is history. Let's carry on with the geography now. You finish Medina, Munawwara, you are in Makkah. What you going to do in Makkah? What you going to do in Makkah? There are so many malls and so many poles and all that to meet and all. Leave all that shaitan business. This is your job. Hadith in Tirmidhi. Man tafa bil bayti 50 marra kharaja min dhunubihi ka yawmin waladatu ummu. You must perform, your aim must be, O Hujjaja Baytillah, my honorable sisters, we're going to perform 50 tawaf in this journey of Hajj. 50. Why? If you perform 50 tawafs, he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, kharaja min dhunubihi kayomin waladatu ummu. You come out from your vices and sins so pure and cleansed, like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. See, brothers? So why not? Now, I don't want to enter politics in it, but one way is good, it came up also. See, brothers, you are going for a Hajj. I beg you, oh South Africans, oh Africans, whoever is listening to the program overseas, every country, continent, don't get involved in political issues. MBS did this, MBS did this. I call him Murtad bin Shaitan. You don't try all these things there. In Ramadan, last 10 days, I know the person personally. Next to Oberoi, he went there, next to Starbucks. He started telling the brothers there that what you're doing here and supporting Starbucks and so forth. And then they have plain clothes policemen. They are Saudis, they are Arabs. But they wear the Pakistani kurta. You won't even realize it. They know Urdu, they know English, everything. They observed where he's going, which hotel. After 1-2 hours, they picked him up. 5 days, they kept him in prison. You don't have to do this. You're going to cause problems for yourself, for your family, for your agents, and a lot of other people. I beg you, brothers, leave all that aside. You went for a purpose, go fulfill that purpose and leave all these things out. Okay? Please. Now there are two issues that comes up there. Number one is when you're in Medina Munawwara, I don't think anybody addressed this. So they're not going to allow you there in Medina Munawwara in Riyazul Jannah. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Ma bayna bayti wa mimbari rawdatun min Riyazul Jannah, the portion between my beloved house and the Mimbar Mubarak is one of the gardens of Jannah, and we all want to go. But nowadays they got this app business and all that. So you must send, I don't know how it works, right? So you must remember, because last Hajj I performed was 2019, that time all these things are not there. So you must remember, you must send an app and then they give you an appointment and a time and all that. Now what our brothers do, South Africans and others, they want to short circuit the system. You say, no, I got the contact. I'll pay him 100 riyals, 250, whatever it is. You write in Diyar-e Mustafa. You write in the city of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're paying a bribe to go there into Riyazul Jannah. That's your Riyazul Jannah. What did the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say himself? La anallahu rashi wal murtashi wal ra'ish. Hadith in Bayhaqi. Remember that the Master alayhi salatu wasalam said, the one who gave the bribery, the one who received the bribery, and the go-between, he said, I know the context. It's not what you know, it's who you know. You know our guys there. So, I'll sort it out. All parties are cursed by all men. So what good is it? You went inside Riyazul Jannah, but you paid bribery, I'm asking. So please abstain from that. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most beloved to Allah in the entire universe, will not be happy and pleased with us. We're doing that in the, one person swears outside the masjid, one person swears in the masjid, which one is worse? We're bribing right in front of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. Think properly what we're doing. One. Two, when you go to Makkah Mukarrama, now you finish your umrah, you're in your normal clothes, you'll be sleeping with your wife and all that is fine. So now you mustn't sleep so much that you must salat and so forth. So your maximum time you must spend in performing tawaf. But the law they got there, which is un-Islamic, so you must remember, they say when you want to perform your nafil tawaf, you must go upstairs. You can be 80 years old, 60 years old, whatever. Only people in ihram will go. Our fatwa and verdict is this. You just wear your ihram and this tawaf like that, kali kali. You can have your underwear and everything on also. You can have socks also on. The police know what's going on. If you want to, I'm not speaking of your umrah tawaf and all that, you understand? That you must be proper. This one is kali kali, you just put on ihram and you just go. It's all permissible. These laws, you don't have to listen to them. Quran Sharif states, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِذُلْمٍ نُذِقُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Surah 22, verse 25, in Haram Sharif in Makkah, whosoever makes intention of deviation, of oppression, we will unleash a painful punishment for that person there. So that's one. Number two is this, that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Tirmidhi, لا تمنوا أحيا بني عبد مناف لا تمنوا أحدا طاف بهذا البيت. Bani Abd Manaf were in charge of the key and whatever at that time. The Master alayhi salam told them, you have no right to prevent anybody from performing tawaf here around the Baytullah. So don't feel guilty. Remember that. You just put your khalik, you just wear your lungi or whatever also, or a towel, whatever, and you just go perform. It's totally permissible. Are we clear on that issue, brothers? That will be a famous question that you will be faced with. Now your days will come, you will be moving to Azizia, first of Zulhijjah, fourth of Zulhijjah. That's another problem. When our people are in Azizia, Azizia is part of Makkah. How you will say now Durban, let's just say Overport. So Overport is part of Durban. So Azizia is part of Makkah. You're still in the Haram area. I saw brothers walking around with their shorty pyjamas and all that there in the hotels. Now this woman there, everything. And it's a casual atmosphere, like, you know. We're out like on a picnic, like. The sisters, I don't say all now, but some of them, they're running around with their nightie. There's no scarf. There's not. You can see alles jermakar. You can see right through. You don't understand. Now, how you justify all this? You're right there in Makkah, I'm asking you. You're showing so much disrespect in the holiest place where you are, and you're going for Hajj. So make sure that we read our Salat, your ulama, whichever group you are going with, will give you guidelines. But you as a Haji, you should be showing utmost respect yourself, male and female. Now the 8th of Zulhijjah will come. I'll give you the days, Yawmut Tarwiyah. The day of quenching the thirst. In the good old days, they would give water to the camels and what have you. Nowadays, they have to fill up the diesel, petrol, oil, all those things there. So therefore, so your travel from Makkah to Mina, from Azizia to Mina, the whole first day is sunnah. That you're staying in Mina is sunnah, Zuhur, Zuhur time, Asr, Asr time, Maghrib, Maghrib time, Isha, Isha time, Fajr in Mina. Now you get some brothers, they say, no, me I want to make walking Hajj and so forth. Now after bad night, they leave. So they don't read Fajr Salat day in Mina, they'll go read day in Arafat. Jais or not jais, but not desirable. Deliberately, you are violating the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my advice to you is best to go with bus. Otherwise, if you want to leave, then you can leave after Fajr Salat. By the time you're going to come out of the border of Mina, will be already sunrise. So that second day, the day of Arafat, to leave Mina, the sunnah time is after sunrise. Okay? But let's say you read Fajr Salat in Mina, and then you were walking. By the time you came out of Mina, now it's already sunrise. So this perfect, there's no problem. Okay? And you're going with the bus, then remember, your agents will tell you, just wait here, they'll call you. And don't get lost, please, brothers. That's one. Second day, Yawm Arafah. After Fajr Salat, a new ibadat starts, and that is called Takbir al-Tashriq. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. All of you need to learn this by heart. You got it? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. I see you're in a mood now. The mic is also working nicely, inshallah. So let's read Labbaik one time. Come all of us. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Inna alhamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika laka. Whilst I'm reading the big one, thought came in my mind. I don't want to take names. You with ABC, XYZ agent, they all try their best, my brothers. So listen to your agents, listen to your ulama. Sometimes we say, no, he's doing this, let me do my own thing. You cause problems for yourself, you cause problem for the agent, you cause problem for the ulama also. So listen and make sure you're reading the books and that are given to you. And don't read too many books and don't go ask too many ulama. Then you can get confused and they'll blow your fuses also. So So remember that. You just stick to one, two ulama, and one, two books is sufficient. Remember that. Okay. Next one, if you want to contact me now, before your departure from there, 071-888-1184. We give you our numbers, we got nothing to hide. 071-888-1184. But I don't like long, long stories. Remember kiss. You know kiss, not kissing your wife, Papa. Kiss, keep it short and sweet. You understand? Keep it short and sweet. That. Come with it, the grandfather story. I don't want all that, all right? Second day is the greatest day in your life. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith, remember in Tirmidhi, al-hajju arafah. The essence of hajj, the nucleus of hajj is to be present in Arafat on the 9th of Zulhijjah and in the state of consecration, in the state of ihram. So you will come walking, you will come by bus. I advise everybody to go by bus. Everybody. It's a long walk, 3 hours, 3.5, 4 hours in that heat. We're not used to that. I saw people walking when time came for dua, they fast asleep, tired, retired, exhausted. So what good is that? So my advice to all of you, you go by bus as far as possible. From Mina to Arafat. When you reach there, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, there's breakfast, everything ready for you. Relax after that. Only you, the man, on the way you're reading the bake. And then remember this, that you, the men only, you ladies, you don't try all this, please. So you see, you got your lower garment, and no underwear, nothing, right? And on top, you got your upper garment. So you remove your upper garment, you will see bottles lying around there, 2 liters, 5 liters, all that. So you just get one bottle. In some places, you will find showers also there in Arafat. And it's so hot, you must remember. Even if there's no hot water, you just open the tap, the water will come out hot, like you see. And just 1 minute, you make intention of ghusl. It's sunnah to take ghusl for men there in Arafat, okay? That is before your wukuf and so forth. So mashallah, so, you know, you're fresh, you're rejuvenated and so forth. Now this, my brothers, is a bit sensitive issue, but I'll tell you what we do, then you decide what you want to do. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed one hajj only after it became compulsory. So let's say that adhan time is 12:15, Saudi time. You will see in Makkah when you leave and that what time is Zuhr time. So let's just say 12:15. So there, you brothers in your camps, in your tents, one of you give adhan loudly and so forth. The woman in your tents, you will read your salat. The men, you will make jamaat. So according to the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanbalis, and Imam Abu Hanifa's two greatest students, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, rahimahullah, they said you must combine the Zuhr and Asr even in your camp. One is you in Masjid Namira, don't go there if you first time Haji, because it's over 100,000-200,000 people, you get lost also. Just stay in your camp. Yes, you're going 3, 4, 5 times, it's a different issue, but we're addressing you. So my advice, combine the Salat. Whenever we used to go with groups, as you say, everybody, just combine the Salat. Allah Jalla Wala wants you to combine the Salat. Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wants you to combine the Salat. Why? The whole afternoon must be dedicated to dua, dua, and more dua. You understood that? If you want to be pakka 100% following Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, I told you his students differed with the ustad on this issue. So I used to make arrangements. This Maulana says, no, he will read Zuhr Salat with us, and Asr he'll read 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, whatever the season is. I say, fine. So we make that arrangement. But 90% used to join us, you get 5-10%. So the choice is yours, but my advice I gave you, okay? So don't go cause all commotion there and all this type of thing. It's still Hanafi school. Imam Abu Hanifa students say that. That afternoon, my brothers, sisters, now leave all the panchat and socializing and talking and that. Meals will be served. What you going to do, my brothers, sisters? Read as much Quran Sharif in Medina Munawwara, Makkah. Now you going to come there to Mina, Arafat. Read Quran. Leave your last 10 surahs or so from Surah Fil downwards at for Maidan Arafat, for the plains of Arafat. Once the time Zuhr Salat, Asr Salat finish, you open your Quran Sharif or you know it by heart, you read it. Min al-jinnati wal-nas, Allahu Akbar. Then you raise your hands. You face Qibla. You start your wukuf. 4,000 malaika minimum are there to say Ameen, Ameen on the occasion of Khatmul Quran. You understood that, brothers? Now I just tell you my little secret. You see, now I came Durban. So whenever I have a trip, I try and complete my Quran. So I completed my Quran about 12:30 on Wednesday. Then our brother came to fetch me and then we left. I say, Ya Allah, so many programs, so many does, so many. You make everything easy. Always it works. You must remember that. So you are the guest of Allah. You're completing your Quran Sharif in Maidan-e-Arafat. And then you're going to raise your hands. You're old, you're cold, tired, retired. You sit on the chair, you sit on the floor. But complete your Quran Sharif first. And thereafter you beg in any language. First praise Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Then read Durood Sharif Salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then beg Allah. Next one, dua-i wa dua-ul anbiya min qabli, hadith in Tirmidhi. My dua and the dua of all the prophets and messengers that came after me, they read, La ilaha illallahu wahdahu, la sharika lahu, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. You're going to read labbaik, you're going to read la ilaha illallah, and then you're going to make dua. You must cry that day. We must cry that day. We all are guilty, brothers. We must admit and confess to our sins. Ya Allah, main to gunegar hu. Admission of guilt and no mitigating circumstances. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Chapter 39, verse 53. Allah says, never become disillusioned in the mercy of Allah. I can condemn you. You can castigate me. Allah says, I love you so much. I invited you for Hajj. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jamia. My message to you, Hujjaj Baitillah, when the sun goes down in Arafat, your heart must testify, I cried to Allah, I begged Allah, Allah's mercy has come and Allah has forgiven me. My brothers, sisters, don't leave Maidan-e-Arafat with a negative frame of mind that my Allah has not forgiven me. That's a bad sign. You must leave with a positive sign. Then you will read Maghrib and Isha that night in Muzdalifah. If you can walk, walk. It's a wonderful walk. You understood? Always used to walk, but then this group business came. Then I had to look after the Hajis with Allah's help. Then Hussein Khan, Marhum, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. He would say, you take this bus, take, but then we used to go. The bus takes 3, 4, 5, 6 hours. It's so near, but it's 2 million people moving from point A to point B at the same time. So, but you're walking, the inspiration, motivation, you feel tired, one Kala from Turkey, from Pakistan, she got her pot on her head and she's walking, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, I say, Allah, I come, I must beat her now. Then the race starts, you know what I mean? So the old people are overtaking us. So wonderful feel, and the smoke is knocking you also of the buses and all that. So it's very good, you understand? So you won't fall asleep also and catch fish and all that. So anyway, brothers, that is there. So, and you must make dua for Gaza. You must make dua for Palestine. You all know what it is. You can't be making just dua for yourself and your wife and children. Make dua for the ummah at large. Burma, Kashmir, India. You know so many things are happening. Our beloved country, elections will take place. You will be in Makkah, Medina, and so forth. So make dua for everything that's good, inshallah. Muzdalifah, mashallah, you can make wudu, everything, Maghrib and Isha, everybody must combine according to all schools. Don't go and sleep. Pick up 49 pebbles minimum or 70 pebbles and inshallah, you just send the youngsters, they'll pick it up for you. Then you sleep there, make intention to wake up early. The bathroom facilities and all that are limited there. So wake up early and sleep there, mashallah, on the landings. And make sure you are in Muzdalifah. People just see empty gap, they just sleep. No, you must make sure you are in Muzdalifah. Then you read Fajr Salat. If you wake up, read Tahajjud, very good. You read Fajr in Fajr time. And then you make wukuf for 2 minutes, 5 minutes. You are finished with your Fajr. Just stand up and everybody make their own dua. That's a sunnah. Mina to Arafat, we left, you must remember, from first day, from Makkah, Aziziya to Mina, after sunrise. Mina to Arafat, then second day, after sunrise. Muzdalifah to Mina, Muzdalifah to Aziziya, depending where you're going, before sunrise. Okay? So that's sunnah. But if it's after sunrise, no problem. But you try. So some people go to Mina and you have to pelt the one shaitan. Don't go in the morning, the crowd is very big. Wait till 10, 11, 12 o'clock or you go in the afternoon. Normally we had women folk, old people who used to go after Zohar. But if you go in the morning, it's fine, but watch out with the crowd. And it's only one shaitan, the big shaitan. Remember big shaitan, whenever you pelt, there's no dua there. Just remember that. Then your agent, normally they do this, they give you, you're performing tamattu hajj. You see your hajj book, you will find ifrat, kiran, leave all that. You must concentrate on tamattu hajj. You know, make umrah, after that shave your hair, and thereafter you wear your normal clothes, and then hajj, that is tamattu hajj. Now you have to slaughter, and Hanafi say you should have the tartib and sequence, first pelting, and thereafter the slaughtering, and then shaving of the hair or cutting of the hair. So normally they give you numbers and they will tell them that now it's done, or after 1 hour, 2 hours you can cut your hair. You sisters, after your umrah, everything is done, you don't have to wait for your husband in the hotel, you cut your own hair. Similarly here also, you did everything, you pelted, you slaughtered, and now nothing is left, you just cut your own hair. But don't expose it to strange men and so forth. So that also will be permissible. Now everything is permissible before husband-wife relationship. You have to make tawaf ziyarat before you make ziyarat of your wife. You got it? Because now you guys are hungry. A hungry man is an angry man. You know, by Ibrahim. Yeah. You know, no? So, you don't go to the wife. You go make tawaf ziyarat first. You will make tawaf ziyarat in normal clothes. You got it? Finish now, your hair is finished. You can use your clothes, you can put itar, all these things. So you go that first day, second day, whatever. You better to go second day. First day, very big crowd. You perform tawaful ziyara. You read your two rakat salat. You make safa marwa in normal clothes. Then you come back. Now this is a big problem with South Africa. Now they don't want to sleep in Mina. They say, no, jajrumbo, the toilet is not right. The door is falling by. You didn't go for honeymoon and all that. This is hajj for you ladies. You get double sawab for your hajj. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, jihadu kunna al-hajj. I go for hajj, Hafiz Wadi goes for hajj, we receive the reward of hajj. My sister Zainab Fatima Jamila, you went for hajj, you receive two rewards, jihad and hajj. But now if you're going to park up there, you must. One person told me, I got a problem in my room. So I asked him long time, what's the problem? I got still 3-4 minutes, inshallah. I took my time, so I'll just take it. So we just adjusted a little bit. So he said that, no, they give me and my wife 2 separate beds. So I said, what you want? He said, I want king size bed, queen size. I said, bye, just take the 2 beds and put them together, it'll become queen size, you know. So this now. Petty, petty things, people, you know. So brothers, I beg you, you went for hajj, sleep in Mina. Not keep on running to Azizia and all these things. Then straightforward, everything is done. So now on the 11th and 12th, you have to pelt all 3 jamarat. And you pelt the small one, you face Qibla, you make dua. You pelt the medium one, you face Qibla, you make dua. Big one, no dua. Okay, always remember that. Big shaitan, no dua. You pelt, to smile and you go. Okay, so much. What time? After Zohar. Always remember, you can't pelt in the morning. People just do what they want to. It's not permissible. According to all 4 schools. Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's. Second last point, I beg you again. All of you, the 13th, stay there in Mina. Alhamdulillah, the hajj is to perform all that. We used to encourage, we used to get so many people from other camps and tents joining us, and they said we'll stay. But we want, you must be here. I said, I'll be here, no problem. Then we used to get ulama, somebody will read the salat, somebody will make the final dua, all that. On the 13th, we have read our Zohar salat, we make our final dua, we're all crying, we're bidding farewell to Mina. When will we go again? We don't know. And we're going to pelt all 3 again in the afternoon. Don't look for loopholes. That is the proper method of doing things. Now it's time for you to go back to South Africa. La, yeah, that you mustn't leave there. Hatta yakuna akhira ahadi bil bayt. Tawaful wida, you have to perform. Tawaful wida. Tawaf ziyarat is compulsory. You must do it. Remember that. If you don't do it, husband-wife relationship is not permissible. So you better make sure you perform it and your wife performs it. And she must be clean, not in menses. So in Tawaful Wida is wajib except for a lady in a menses. So sister, if you are in Napaki, you perform everything else, then you didn't perform Tawaful Wida, that's fine. So that is all acceptable. The rest of us, we must perform, we make dua, Allah accept everybody's hajj. Allahumma jal hajjana hajjan mabrura, wa sa'yana sa'yan mashkura, wa dhambana dhamman maghfura, wa tijaratana tijaratan lan tabur. We thank all the directors of Radio Al-Ansar, we thank our Hafiz Wadi, we thank our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas for sponsoring all these programs. I have to take leave now, brothers. I gave you my number. Just send a WhatsApp. Keep it short. And whatever queries you got, inshallah, by tomorrow evening time, you should get the answer on Monday, inshallah. Make dua for us at large and make dua for the ummah also. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.